live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Las Can Comhairle fears funding of €10 million for planned works at Killybegs Harbour have been reprioritised. The number of people signing on the live register in Donegal is down 14%. A Donegal County Councillor has slammed those behind significant fly tipping in South Inishowen. And the latest sitting of Donegal County Council had to be adjourned last evening over what's been described as unsavoury scenes within the council chamber. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. First in news, new abortion legislation has been described as a moral and humanitarian catastrophe. TDs have been debating the proposed new laws in the Dáil today. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
It took 4 months from the abortion referendum to get proposed laws into the Dáil, and they're now being debated. Minister Simon Harris wants them passed before Christmas.
It is time to end the lonely journeys. Time to finish lifting the shame and the stigma that have cast shadows on so many lives.
Fianna Fáil's Thomas Byrne, despite being a no voter, said there should be minimal changes to the legislation in the Dáil.
Everybody knew what was in this. There was nobody can say they didn't know what they were voting on. So I think that we need to pass this legislation, implement the will of the people.
While Sinn Féin's health spokesperson Louise O'Reilly called for the 72-hour waiting period between first consultation and getting an abortion to be scrapped.
You know as well as I do, Minister, that no woman takes a decision such as this lightly. And what this measure will do is restrict access in general, but it will also restrict access to marginalised groups.
Independent TD Matty McGrath was the only voice so far loudly against the introduction of the legislation as a whole.
The bill that we are due to debate, and I use the term very loosely, represents a moral, political and humanitarian catastrophe, in my opinion.
The debate continues this evening. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Serious concern has been raised over the future of a €10 million project for Killybegs Harbour. Extension and improvement works were due to commence in the last quarter of this year as part of the third phase of works at the harbour. However, Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says there is uncertainty over whether the development will proceed. He fears the money has been reprioritised.
I'm extremely concerned, having spoken with the harbour users, that the €10 million, which was, I understand, ring-fenced for a development at Killybegs, may now not be going ahead, or that it could be diverted to other parts of the country. The extension at Killybegs is absolutely essential for their berthage, for repairs and servicing. We have many boats coming from outside Killybegs for repairs from Norway, some of them from the east coast of Ireland. And of course, cruise vessels are involved as well. There were three stages to remove the toxic waste off the top of the area that's to be dredged. That has been done. The next phase then was the €10 million to dredge and deepen in the harbour. After that, it would be to build a wall and a pier. If this has been withdrawn, it's very serious. It's so serious that the harbour users are meeting an emergency session at the moment. I have tabled an oral question to the Minister for Marine for next week. We will be monitoring this very vigilantly.
And indeed, this project is vital in terms of revenue and employment in the area.
Absolutely. It's to another phase in the development of Killybegs. And of course, it was in the plans of the Department of Marine. It was well advanced. And I understand the dredging and the deepening, which is this phase, that tenders have been invited and perhaps they've already decided who the successful tenderer is. But there is reason for fear. And for that reason, I don't want to scaremonger, but I want to try and ensure that these monies, which were earmarked for Killybegs, are not diverted out of Donegal.
The number of people signing on the live register in Donegal is down 14%. 10,634 people were signing on the live register in the county at the end of September, almost 8% less than the figure at the end of August, and 14% down on the same period last year. There was a 12-month fall in all social welfare offices in the county, with the largest drop recorded in Dunfanaghy. Catherine Gaffney has more.
There were 703 people on the live register in Dunfanaghy at the end of last month, 18% down on September of last year. There were 1,022 people signing on in Dunlow, 17% down, while the Inishowen office in Buncrana recorded a similar drop with 1,897 people on the register there. Two areas recorded 12-month drops of 14%, Donegal Town with 645 on the register and Ballybuffet with 1,534. There were 3,301 people signing on in Letterkenny, down 13%, while an 11% drop was recorded in Ballyshannon with 921 people on the register there. The smallest drop was recorded in Killybegs with 611 people signing on at the end of last month, a fall of just 7%.
The government has lost a vote calling for a better response to the housing crisis. The Dáil vote was lost 83 to 43. It called for the housing crisis to be declared an emergency and for rent controls to be introduced. It also wanted an end to evictions into homelessness and an increased amount of public and affordable housing. Fianna Fáil supported the motion. The party's housing spokesperson, Dara O'Brien, says he agreed with many elements of it.
The declaration of a home of the homeless and housing crisis as an emergency, I think, is actually a really important step. There's a sense of drift, unfortunately, with regard to housing, and I think people in the main and maybe in the body politic are becoming a bit numb to that. So I think that is a good thing. I think increasing the supply of social and affordable housing, that is a major priority for Fianna Fáil, and increasing social housing provision is an absolute must.
A Donegal County Councillor has slammed those behind significant fly tipping in South Inishowen. Vast amounts of rubbish have been strewn along the roadside in Bridgend overnight, and the incident has been highlighted to the local authority. Councillor Jack Murray says it's a regrettable situation as the local community work hard in maintaining the area to a high standard. He believes those responsible should face a hefty fine.
Up near Bridgend School, up near the border and the back roads, there was significant amount of fly tipping last night. I was made aware of it in the early hours this morning by a very, very angry local resident. Seeing somebody's taken on themselves to dump quite a significant amount of household waste. There's been rubbish, toys, basically everything you can imagine has just been thrown on the road.
In a lot of these cases, when the rubbish is examined, sometimes it can be determined who actually dumped it in the first place.
Yeah, I would hope that we'd be able to track the person that's done this, and they should receive a very significant fine, because it's an extremely selfish act to come into our community and decide to just throw rubbish everywhere. And the place has kept looking very well, but I would hope, I won't be speaking to the council's litter warden, it'll be cleared up, but ultimately I hope whoever has done this is caught.
And while you just mentioned that the litter warden will eventually clean it up, it's not the ideal scenario. It shouldn't have been done in the first place.
It's not, because the litter warden's a very busy man, and he does a lot of fantastic work across Inishowen, and obviously coming from Mullen Head down to Manor Cunningham, so he's a very, very busy man. He doesn't need this, and it's a drain on his time, it's a drain on council's resources, and it shouldn't be left to this.
Meanwhile, 51 litter fines were issued by Donegal County Council in the first 7 months of 2018. Of those, only 24 have been collected by the local authority, with the remainder cancelled, not due or returned from Ampost. Donegal County Councillor Martin Harney believes while a number of fines are still outstanding, the large increase in fines issued by the council shows a proactive approach being taken to tackle illegal dumping in the county.
I think this is a great, a good news story, because we have to send out the message there in the county that the council are proactive in giving out fines on dumping and waste disposal, that people are dumping waste. We have tidy towns committees all over the county doing fantastic work in their own time, and we need to be supporting them. And this, I think, it's the only way we're going to do it, is if we can show the people that we are proactive in taking people to court or making them pay fines. And I think that's the only way forward in doing this.
And why less than 50% of the fines have been collected? What measures do you think could be put in place to improve this?
Well, the fact that the unit is proactive all the time, and we, I mean, this is 50% of them have been collected, but the amount of fines that have been given out in the last year are probably maybe 100% up on other years. So they are, it is very positive news, and I would encourage people not to be dumping and not and use the bins provided, and there's mostly 70 or 80% of items can be recycled. We have great recycling facilities throughout the county, and we need to be more proactive in using these.
The highest rate of suicide in Ireland last year was among men aged between 45 and 54. 391 people died by suicide in 2017, and 80% were men, according to the National Office for Suicide Prevention's annual report. For women, the highest suicide rates were between the ages of 55 and 63. However, head of the NOSP, John Meehan, says overall figures are stabilising.
The trends, the age group is for males, for middle-aged men, continues to be of concern, and for young people. But I must stress, the overall statistics are reducing.
A West Tyrone MLA has hit out at those responsible for what he terms is a reckless act of vandalism. On Monday night last, a waste bin was set alight and placed against the fence of a 3D Moga pitch in the Glebe area just outside Strabane, resulting in significant damage being caused to the facility. Daniel McCrossan is appealing to anyone who may have any information relating to the incident to come forward.
Sadly, someone from the later hours of Monday night put a wheelie bin against the railing of the Moga pitch and set it on fire. And following that, the bin had melted and melted right over the surface area that is so absolutely necessary for the pitch.
And at this stage, we don't know how long it will take to reopen the facility.
We don't know. This will be brought before council, and my council colleagues, SALT council colleagues, will be flagging this up, and certainly will be doing all we can to ensure that this facility is return to its full condition so that it can be used by the local community and the wider community at that, because if people from other areas come in and use this facility as soon as possible. But also want to ensure that the person who is responsible for this reckless act of vandalism on this local community facility is brought to book, is brought to justice. And certainly I would hope that anyone with information would come forward to PSNA and share that with us. We cannot have mindless wrecking of community facilities in any town or village across this place, and certainly we should be standing up for our local area, standing up for local community, and we should be standing against those who are adamant to cause havoc over our public property.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal Club Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five, and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer, and the international future of Declan Rice remains as undefined as ever. The West Ham midfielder was once again omitted from the Republic of Ireland squad named today, with Martin O'Neill claiming Rice still needs time to make up his mind. Following the squad announcement, Sky reported that Rice was set to opt for the country of his birth, England. O'Neill says he'd be surprised if the wheels had been set in motion for Rice's international transfer.
Until you get the story, then I can't really comment on it, you know. All I can do is reiterate what I've said in there, in the room for the last hour, you know. And what I said to you was exactly how I felt about it. And that's until Guy and his crew get it sorted out, then I have to say the same.
Meanwhile, Harry Arter, he's been named in the squad for this month's Nations League games with Denmark and Wales. The on-loan Cardiff midfielder sat out last month's games following a row with assistant manager Roy Keane. O'Neill, he said the pair have had a conversation which has seen Arter return. James McLean, Shawnee Maguire and Scott Hogan, they all return after injury, but while there's a call-up for Rotherham's on-loan midfielder Richie Towle. Also included in the squad are Shane Duffy and another call up for Roland Curtis, while Seamus Coleman, he misses out with a foot injury. Elsewhere, Welsh manager Ryan Giggs has made two changes to his 25-man squad for the games against Spain and the Republic of Ireland this month. Despite missing Real Madrid's Champions League match on Tuesday with injury, Gareth Bale is included. Derby's Joe Ledley and Tom Lockyer of Bristol Rovers, they miss out through injury. Wales play Spain on a friendly next week and then travel to Dublin for a Nations League clash on the 16th of October. In other news, Cristiano Ronaldo's been left out of the Portuguese squad for the upcoming internationals against Poland and Scotland. It's reported Portugal's record goal scorer made the request last week to sit out these games. The Juventus forward's decision comes as he fights rape allegations in the United States. And Gareth Southgate, he's signed a new contract which will see him remain as England boss until the 2022 World Cup. Southgate, whose previous deal was due to end after Euro 2020, led his team to the World Cup semi-finals for the first time in 28 years this summer in Russia. He has agreed improved terms which will see his salary increase to a reported £3 million a year. On the pitch tonight, Arsenal, they'll be without Henrik Mkhitaryan when they face Qarabag in the Europa League tonight. Armenian internationals or nationals have been banned from entering Azerbaijan due to conflicts between the two nations. The 29-year-old could have applied for a special permit, but has remained in London on the advice of his family and UEFA. Kick-off on that one is shortly at 5-6. Celtic, they're also in action tonight at 5-6. They're in Austria to face Red Bull Salzburg. While at 8 o'clock, Chelsea, they welcome Hungarian champions Vidi to Stamford Bridge. And Steven Gerrard's Rangers, they're at home to Rapid Vienna, also at 8 o'clock. In motorcycling, Rhys Irwin missed out on a place with the Red Bull rookies team after a fine performance this week in Spain. Having been selected from an initial 5,500 applicants, the young Kilmacrenan rider progressed to the final 32 today, but just missed out on the last cut. Irwin was the only Irish rider involved in the live testing this week, and only the second Irish rider ever in history to make the last 32. The first was his elder brother, Keelan. In Gaelic Games, it's been reported that Peter Keane will be confirmed as the new Kerry senior football manager on Monday. The double minor All-Ireland winning Kingdom manager will succeed Eamon Fitzmaurice when ratified at a meeting of the county board and will be given a two-year deal. The Examiner report that Keane is the preferred choice of the executive subcommittee that was set up following Fitzmaurice's August departure. Keane could be joined in the management team by one of his rivals for the post, Maurice Fitzgerald. Kerry native and former Mayo coach Donny Buckley could be another presented at Monday's meeting in Tralee. Meanwhile, former Mayo manager James Horne, he's set to be ratified for a second spell in charge of the county tonight. In rugby, Rory Best and Jacob Stockdale will make their first appearances of the season for Ulster in tomorrow night's Pro 14 meeting with Connacht at Kingspan Ravenhill. Ian Henderson has come through the return to play protocols to take his place in the second row alongside Alan O'Connor. Captain Gerard Butler's return to the Connacht back row is one of four changes made by Andy Friend to his side. Meanwhile, Connacht have confirmed they'll no longer proceed with the deal to sign Sevu Rhys. The Fijian-born wing was discharged without conviction despite assaulting his girlfriend. Rhys was due to join Connacht from Waikato and at 21 was seen as a potential future Ireland international. And in golf, the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship's taking place this week in the European Tour. It's played over three courses, St Andrews, Carnoustie and King's Barn. They alternate between the courses for the first 3 days, with the final round being played at St Andrews. Leading the way after the first round is Marcus Fraser. He shot a 68 to sit in 4 under par. On 3 under par is two Irishmen, Patrick Harrington. He's finished with a 69. And Paul McGinley, he's 3 under. He still has a couple of holes left to play. Elsewhere, the Irish player Shane Lowry's on even par. Michael Hoy's on 2 over. And Graham McDowell had a disappointing day. He's on 5 over par. A couple of the Ryder Cup players back in action this week. Tyrrell Hatton, he finished with a 70, which is 2 under par. And Tommy Fleetwood, he finished at 1 under. Finally, for this evening in the PGA Tour, the Safeway Open's taking place in Napa in California this week. It's very early days in this one. Matt Jones and Peter Malinati, they lead the way on 3 under par through the first 7 holes. Ireland's Seamus Power and the returning Ryder Cup player Phil Mickelson, they both tee off later. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport on Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. The latest sitting of Donegal County Council had to be adjourned last evening over what's been described as unsavoury scenes within the council chamber. The majority of the comments were made during private committee session as councillors discussed the case between Planry Limited and Donegal County Council over wind energy provisions in the County Development Plan 2021-2027. 2018 to 2024. However, some of the dramas subsequently spilled over when attempts were made to resume the full meeting. Speaking after the events, Cathaoirleo of Donegal County Council, Councillor Seamus O'Donnell, says he was left with no other option but to suspend proceedings.
Quite unsavoury scenes, and what had happened was that it seemed today that there was quite a lot of fractious behaviour and comments coming from different members of the council. I had advised them both in committee when we were previously in, and again in public sitting, that if they continued to speak as they were to each other in a most unfairly manner, comments made that were totally unfair and totally inadequate, that I would suspend the meeting and that I would not resume it today, that I would reconvene it for another day. So I was left with no chance because the meeting spilled over. There were things said that should not be said in any sitting, particularly in a council meeting, things that were of an unsavoury nature. I was not going to stand over them. I was not going to allow that to persist all through the meeting. We would have had to go on to 7 or 8 o'clock, and I was not going to let that happen. So what I decided to do was adjourn the meeting, and we will reconvene at a time, hopefully, when there's a little bit more decorum in the chamber from all the members.
Quite unfortunate, as it obviously delays the discussion and progress on other topics.
Well, absolutely. And members put in motions on behalf of their constituents on a monthly basis. A lot of those motions are very important. Now those motions will not be heard. We now find ourselves in the first days of October discussing September motions, and it could be another 2 or 3 weeks or possibly further before those motions will be heard. So it's not fair on the constituents and on the people in this county that people behave in such a manner.
Meanwhile, a motion put forward by Councillor Micheál Nocton on retaining the 9% VAT rate for the hospitality sector resulted in a challenge from Councillor Barry O'Neill. The heated exchange meant that the motion wasn't passed, but there's growing pressure on the Finance Minister to retain the 9% VAT rate in the upcoming budget. Donegal hoteliers have particularly warned against any increase to the VAT rate, saying that it would have a devastating impact to the county's food industry. Local hotel manager and Councillor Micheál Nocton says it's imperative the VAT rate is retained.
Maybe the hotels in Dublin are creaming it, but the reality of the situation, the average room rate in Dublin is nearly 2.5 times what it is here in Donegal in the northwest. That's the reality of the situation. You cannot compare like with and that. But I mean, here in the northwest, we're dependent. So, you know, sales here up in Donegal and the market of the UK and Northern Ireland.
Weather now staying cloudy for the rest of the day with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. The rain and drizzle will ease and clear this evening with a few bright hours, sunny spells developing and lowest temperatures tonight between 2 and 6 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, serious concern has been raised over the future of a €10 million project for Killybegs Harbour. Extension and improvement works were due to commence in the last quarter of this year as part of the third phase of works at the harbour. The number of people signing on the live register in Donegal is down 14%. 10,634 people were signing on the live register in the county at the end of September, almost 8% less than the figure at the end of August and 14% down on the same period last year. A Donegal County Councillor has slammed those behind significant fly tipping in South Inishowen. Vast amounts of rubbish have been strewn along the roadside in Bridgend overnight, and the incident has been highlighted to the local authority. Meanwhile, 51 litter fines were issued by Donegal County Council in the first 7 months of 2018. Of those, only 24 have been collected by the local authority, with the remainder cancelled, not due or returned from and passed. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday afternoon, the 4th of October. The death has taken place of Eileen Gallagher, Drumcrow, St Johnson, formerly of Porthall, Lifford. Her remains will repose at her sister Patricia Devine's home at Drumuckla, Raphoe, from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Columba's Cemetery, Drumahl. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Grace Maria Rose Mannering Fisher in her 17th year, daughter of Florian and Elizabeth Fisher, Glentys and Bavaria. Her remains will repose at her Aunt Rose Mannering's residence at Kilrain, Glentys, until 11 o'clock tonight. Funeral Mass tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in St Connell's Church, Glentys, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Mary Jo Toland, 11 Millbrae Meadows, Carndonagh. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Colm Sharkey, 45, Young Crescent, Castle Derg. Colm's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Castle Derg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Donald McLaverty, Ruarc na Cille, Carrigart. His remains are reposing at his late residence, with funeral from there tomorrow morning to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. tonight. And the death has taken place of Naishi McNamee, Letterkenny Road Convoy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Mass in St Mary's Church Convoy at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the family plot in the old cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Association Donegal Branch, care of Gibson Funeral Directors, or any family member.